in Africa, music, when we're happy, we sing. When we're sad, we sing. When there's a funeral, we sing. You know, in the marriage, we sing. We work, we sing. Music, you feel, you breathe, and you feel music.
While South African musician Lorraine Claassen has been touring around the North Woods all week, she hasn't been touring in what some may call traditional spots. Lorraine and her three-member ensemble have been performing for elementary, middle, and high school students from half a dozen school districts, nursing home residents in the Lakeland area, and at Ministry St. Mary's Hospital in Rhinelander.
It's been quite intense, but very, very gratifying.
Lorraine grew up in Soweto, the daughter of vastly talented South African jazz singer Thandi Claassen. Where she grew up has become a defining characteristic in her music. She's one of few artists preserving the classic music of South Africa. Her most recent album came out in May.
It's in French. I call it Nouvelle Journée, which means it's a new day, a new beginning. This is the typical township music. I've just resurrected most of the songs from the 50s and the 60s that my mom used to sing.
Township music was around during apartheid in South Africa. This is one of the reasons it makes sense for Lorraine to do a less conventional tour through schools.
It's not just performing our songs, but where is South Africa? What was South Africa like before Nelson Mandela? What is South Africa like today? What role did the music play in the changing of this country?
Lorraine says her music isn't political, but she does feel it's important to understand history so as not to take people's sacrifices for granted.
Nelson Mandela, the history of South Africa, as you know, was imprisoned for 27 years. And what he went to jail for, to prison for, was so that South Africa can be free, so that all South Africans, white, black, Indian, colored, Chinese, Japanese, all peoples, he called them the Rainbow Nation, would have that freedom. And so he accomplished what he wanted to do, and he knew when to leave and to pass on the baton. But then when other people take that baton, they forget that the price that was paid.
It's estimated by Nicolay College that more than 4,000 North Woods residents will have experienced a performance from Lorraine this week. It's unlikely, though, that even a fraction of all of those people know how much work went into bringing Lorraine here.
Trying to bring in an international artist is next to impossible for a little tiny community of our size. I mean, just getting the visas and everything else and the travel would probably eat up our entire budget.
Nicolay College Theater Director Jim Nuttall says it's simply good luck that brought Lorraine and her ensemble to the North Woods this week. Good luck in the form of an arts nonprofit called Arts Midwest. Every 2 years, Arts Midwest chooses a community partner, one in each of the 9 states they cover, to participate in Arts Midwest World Fest. Over those 2 years, they virtually cover all of the costs of bringing 4 international artists to each community partner.
We got a call from the guy that runs the program, and suddenly this thing just absolutely fell in our laps.
The guy who runs the program is Ken Carlson, Senior Program Director at Arts Midwest World Fest.
I must say we've just been delighted with it. It's been a complete pleasure to work with Nicolay College and with the Rhinelander community and beyond.
According to Ken, the whole idea behind Arts Midwest World Fest is to bring global artists to small communities in order to explore the concept of diversity and allow a cultural exchange to take place.
We all recognize that the world is in some ways getting smaller and smaller, and we, I think, do our students and our communities a favor by sharing this music and culture and helping us understand that there are lots of things we have in common.
Ken says many of the international artists are as excited to see the, quote, real Midwest as we are to see them. And Lorraine says she feels more appreciated in smaller communities.
Well, I think the bigger cities, we take things for granted because there's so much music out there and so many choices.
Jim Nuttall says that Lorraine isn't the first international artist they've had the pleasure of hosting at Nicolay. Last year, Balladino from Israel and Levant du Nord from Quebec toured the area as part of the partnership. In February, the group Anda Union from the Inner Mongolia region of China will be here.
You can get these things through television, but you know, you're seeing it through the tube. It almost isn't quite real. When you get the person who is actually there and she is interacting and she's talking and she answers questions, the impact is much, much more powerful. if you think back in your life over, you know, things that have left really, really strong impressions upon you, it's usually person to person.
We really, really would love to have the parents attend. We want to extend it to the community to come out as well, to really take this music and run with it and see and hear what your kids in schools have been hearing from us, so that you can also have a dialogue with your kids long after we have gone.
Intoyami,